Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is true service and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 27 verses 57 to 60. As evening approached, Joseph, a rich man from Arimathea who had become a follower of Jesus, went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate issued an order to release it to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a long sheet of clean linen cloth. He placed it in his own new tomb, which had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a great stone across the entrance and left. I hope you all enjoyed your Easter celebrations and that you took out time to not just rest, but also to reflect on the tremendous love that God lavished upon us in Christ Jesus. Today I bring a very short charge. For a few days now I've been thinking about the man Joseph, the one from Arimathea who had the courage to go to Pilate to request for the body of Jesus after he died. The Bible says he got the body on the order of Pilate, wrapped it in a long sheet of clean linen cloth. It was not just any linen cloth, it was clean. He took the pains to make sure it was clean. After wrapping the body, he placed it into what was to be Jesus' final resting place, a brand new tomb that he had probably acquired for himself, rolled a great stone across it, and left. When Jesus was alive, we heard very little about this Joseph. But upon his death, at a time when Jesus could do nothing for him, at a time when it was even unsafe to identify with Jesus, Joseph did and treated the body of Jesus with such care and tenderness that his name and the pains he took made it into the Bible. Joseph's care was to the dead body of Jesus, not Jesus the miracle worker, not Jesus the famous guy, not Jesus the highly sought after one. Joseph showed his loyalty by treating the lifeless Jesus with much care and reverence. Today I invite you to reflect on your own service. How do you serve when no one is looking? How do you serve when no one can repay you? How do you serve when it is dangerous to identify with Jesus? How much reverence do you bring to your service when your pastor or your leader is not looking? When there are no rewards for your service? What is the quality of our service when there is no form of reward in sight? This is what I would love for us to reflect on this morning. And may God help us all. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, we receive the grace to fully please you and to be equipped for every good work. Help us to serve you even when the world makes it increasingly unfavorable too, and continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.